anywhere near the garage in the 18th century. When they moved these graves, the decision was made to move the garage that was next to them and the remains of the Gerzedek. In fact, the Gerzedek doesn't even count technically in the numbers that were allowed to be moved, because the Gerzedek was not a body. I wonder what it is that they moved at all, if they found anything that they could move. In any event, allegedly they moved whatever ashes. What could possibly have been could have existed in 1951?
So far as
we could tell. The other thing I have to tell you is, remember, you're talking about this is a committee of four or five Jews. That's it. In Vilna, 1951, four or five Jews moved all these graves. You're talking about Vilna, where the ground here is hard, not easy to dig up a grave or move anybody. They couldn't possibly have moved if they wanted to move. If they, in the wildest dreams, how many people could they possibly have moved? The miracle was that they moved seven.
So,
from a different part of the cemetery, they took the Gerzedek, the rest of the cemetery destroyed.
Did they have permission for food?
Well,
all right. I was not an eyewitness, so I can't tell you. But to the best of my knowledge, they were in an urn. They were certainly put into an urn now. This I know for sure. The woman is alive today who saw it. The daughter of one of the people who moved the garage. So I spoke to her, and she said they were put into new aronos who were made, and they moved the remains into those coffins.
You put anything about the remains?
They were removed originally in sacks. The sacks were brought to the shul that were going to daven, and then they were put into new coffins. There is, in all the books that you're going to read, and I don't want to take any more time because it's not important for our purposes, but since you're asking something, I mentioned this. You read Art Scroll and so on, you read that when the Vilna Gaon was uncovered, they found his body as on the day he died. That's what it says in Art Scroll. They found his body as on the day he died, which is quite a claim to make by anybody. In any event, this is the claim in Art Scroll, how they could possibly know that to look like on the day he died.
So you can see the how complete.
Now, I did as much research as one could on this, either by speaking to descendants of the people who moved the garage, or by examining the literature that was published immediately after the grove was moved, and there is some literature that was published, and what it says is as follows, that when these seven or so were moved, whereas all the others, they could only remove remains, their scattered bones. In the grove's case, the skeleton was whole. Nothing was scattered, nothing was moved. There was no flesh on the grove when it was moved in 1951. This is what the people who moved told their children. Okay? And this is what was already in print as early as 1952, and I have the document with me. Okay, so from the printed version which said his skeleton remained, and his was the only one that the entire skeleton remained, by 1994 or 1987 in Art Scroll, that became his entire body remained exactly as it was on the day he died. Enough about the growth. I want to talk about tonight, and reserve for other occasions, perhaps more difficult material. But most of you are tired, and I'm tired. And my goal is to get you all to fall asleep, and as soon as that happens, I can leave. I want to talk about some of those larger moral issues, the decisions that Jews had to make as to whether they would comply with the Nazis. The kinds of decisions that were made here in Vilna, we'll talk about it a little bit, the kinds of decisions that were made by Rumkowski in Lodz. But I'm going to do it in a way that I'm going to raise the fundamental issues. I'm not going to sit here and discuss the history of the Jews in the Nazi period. We're going to talk about fundamental issues in Jewish law and in Jewish ethics. Then, once we've done that, and we have some sense of what are the real issues that need to be discussed, then I'll give a few samples of what happened here in Vilna.